It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, September 17th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Please remember, subscribe to our Rumble channel, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV is where you'll find all of our new video content. But of course, you can get it all right in your smartphone or tablet as soon as we release it. Tell you how in just a few minutes. Topic number 5 this week, of course, is COVID-19. A few of the big stories this week, of course, the vaccine mandate from President Biden getting a lot of pushback from Republican-led states mostly. This mandate really not a mandate, as the president's chief of staff, Ron Klain, pointed out. They're using OSHA to mandate through a rule, through regulations. Employers with at least 100 employees, as soon as the rule is written, will be required to have all of their employees either vaccinated, or the unvaccinated employees must be tested once a week. The real test here is the constitutional limits of the president's authority, because this, as Klain described it, is a workaround. But as I mentioned the other day, what's being worked around here is the Constitution of the United States, which the president took an oath to uphold and protect. The power to make decrees like this in health emergencies lies with the states, not with the federal government. This will be challenged by a number of states. And that's really the bigger issue here. It's not really a health issue. It's an issue of runaway executive branch power. It's an issue of Congress abrogating its responsibility to make laws because, frankly, because they have to be elected every 2 years, Congress people tend to avoid responsibility for anything as much as they possibly can. Let's just not do anything. The president will issue an executive order, or some department in the executive branch, for example, OSHA or the Environmental Protection Agency or the Department of Education, will issue a rule, and suddenly we've got a law that nobody voted on. The Supreme Court needs to step up here and rein in the power of the executive branch. And Congress, you need to start doing your job. Well, more research was released this week suggesting that booster shots are simply not necessary for most people. This finding was published by The Lancet, the peer-reviewed medical journal in the UK, featured an all-star panel of scientists from around the world, including a couple of prominent U.S. FDA experts. They said that, look, we don't need to do this, especially when we still have poorer nations around the world that have not yet been fully vaccinated. Of course, Pfizer and Moderna, shares of their stocks dropped after this announcement because they were really looking at the ongoing cycle of booster shots as a cash cow. So shares dropped. But in what I'm sure is just a totally unconnected, unrelated, coincidental announcement, Pfizer announced that it plans to seek approval to vaccinate children as young as 6 months. They want to start vaccinating infants against this disease by this winter, age 6 months through 5 years. The FDA going to take this up. Now, just as a quick aside here, what is with the word jab? Here in the United States, we never called a shot a jab until this year. Is it that the word shot is politically incorrect now because of gun violence? Or is it that the new definition of the word vaccine? I mean, because that would be the second choice for shot would be vaccine or vaccination. But we're not using that either. We're calling it a jab. Now, I thought at first this was just a British thing, but what if this just has to do with the redefinition of the word vaccine by the Centers for Disease Control? As I mentioned the other day, up until 2 weeks ago, September 1st, the definition on the CDC's website of a vaccine was something that conveyed immunity against a particular disease. It made you immune to the disease. As Dr. Fauci said, if you're injected, then you're protected. Except now, not so much. The CDC's new definition is it just prompts an immune response. So when you get the jab, you're no longer vaccinated anymore. I just wonder if they're just playing with words because of, you know, legal liability and stuff. The good news, of course, is that the daily new case count here in the United States, and in fact around the world, has rolled over and is trending down even without universal jabs. So there's that. Topic number four, Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken underwent a couple of days of grilling from both Republicans and Democrats in the House Foreign Services Committee, or Foreign Affairs Committee, rather, this week, over the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Senator Bob Menendez, who's the chair of the committee, a Democrat, by the way, said, quote, "The execution of the U.S. withdrawal was clearly and fatally flawed. This committee expects to receive a full explanation of the administration's decisions on Afghanistan since coming into office last January. There has to be accountability," end quote. We'll see if there actually is. Republicans, of course, have been making some hay out of this, but I think everyone can agree that this was not handled well. The bigger question, I think, is why did Secretary of State Blinken decide to dismantle the new contingency and crisis response team that had been formed by his predecessor, Mike Pompeo? That the CCR was designed to do exactly this. You got an emergency at an embassy somewhere. Send in the CCR and get our people out. But no, one of the first things Blinken did on taking office was to dismantle the contingency and crisis team. So if you remember, the administration was so clueless about what was happening in Afghanistan that diplomats, people who just staffed the embassy, were flying into Kabul the Tuesday before things fell apart on a regular rotation, a regular service rotation. I mean, less than a week before people were lined up at the airport begging for a flight out, we were sending diplomats in because it was their turn on the schedule, as though nothing was going on. Unbelievable. We also learned this week that China is exploring ways to take advantage of the mineral wealth of Afghanistan. They've had a concession on a copper mine 40 miles southeast of Kabul for almost 14 years now that they have not been able to take advantage of. It's estimated to be worth up to $88 billion, but that's just one copper mine. Total value of the copper in Afghanistan, about $275 billion. We've got literally billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in minerals and metals there. Iron, niobium, cobalt. The cobalt, lithium, and copper, especially important right now because of the growing demand, thanks to government mandates, for electric vehicles. And that leads to topic number three this week, China. Besides China's interest in what's happening in Afghanistan, China this week dealing with the fallout from the collapse of one of its largest investment companies. Chinese authorities, government authorities, telling banks there that a company called China Evergrande Group will not make payments, interest payments, on its loans next week. Now, why does this matter? China Evergrande owns more than 1,300 real estate projects across China in more than 280 cities. This group went beyond just building homes to investing in electric vehicles, an internet and media production unit, a theme park, a soccer club, a mineral water and food company, many others. It's got money invested all over the place, but it's got $300 billion in liabilities, and it can't make the payments, not even the interest payments on the loans, much less the principal. This is the kind of default that could send shockwaves through the entire Chinese economy, the second largest economy in the world, I remind you. According to Bloomberg, citing unnamed sources, the Ministry of Housing and Urban Rural Development in China told banks at a meeting this week that Evergrande will not be able to make payments, will not be able to meet its debt obligations that are due September 20th, since non-payment of interest and principal will represent default. Basically, this is game over for Evergrande Group. Now, how does this unwind? Really don't know. There are already protests taking place by homeowners, investors, even some of Evergrande's staff, which leads to the possibility of wider civil unrest in China over this. Ironically, this all broke in the news on Wednesday, September 15th, which just happened to be the 13th anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers here in the United States, September 15th, 2008, the event that sort of tipped the economy over into the subprime mortgage crisis. As Mark Twain said, how does one go bankrupt? Two ways, gradually, then suddenly. Well, until this week, we were in gradually phase. This week, China just hit suddenly, and we'll see what happens in the weeks ahead. Topic number two. Oh, by the way, China this week also learned more about their suppression of Christian faith in China, removal of crosses from many churches across China, and a rise in cases in over the last couple of years of Chinese authorities threatening or detaining Christians, even going so far as to rewrite stories in the Gospels, most notably the story of Jesus and the woman at the well, where he forgave her sins. In the new officially sanctioned version from the Chinese Communist Party, Jesus stoned the woman, saying that I too am a sinner. But if law could only be executed by men without sin, the law would be dead, end quote. That's acceptable Christianity in China. Pray for the underground church there. Topic number two, AOC at the MET, the Met Gala, attended by many of the rich and famous in New York City. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was there. It's easy to laugh at the young lady because, obviously, the irony of attending an event where tickets cost $30,000 each to get in, wearing a pair of shoes estimated at about $650, which is what the average husband and wife here in the United States spends for food in a month. The shoes that she borrowed for the event, 1 month's food budget for the tip for a typical couple here in the United States. The irony of this, obviously not registering with the self-proclaimed socialist, but I think the bigger issue here is the divide between the political class in America and the rest of us. Because you don't see it in this photo here, but other images taken from the Met Gala, the well-to-do were all without masks and enjoying themselves. All the staff had their pointless little faces covered with cloth because they're servants. Cover your face. People, human society, we always gravitate toward this kind of division of class. And for as much as she proclaims to be a socialist, and many in that class, in that group, claim to be for the little guy, they are American royalty. But here's the thing. As Christians, remember, we can still proclaim the gospel even while things like this are going on. It's easy to be distracted and angry about things like this. Let's remember our one mission. Remember, there are good things in this world that are worth defending. And of course, our big mission is to keep our eyes on the bigger picture, which is the world that is to come, and bringing as many of our family members, friends, colleagues, and coworkers with us by sharing the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Coming up, having said that, nature is gross. That's next on the Friday Five.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times. Reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America. Explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution. Provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny. Demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer. The Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one this week, nature can really be disgusting. Scientists in Finland wanted to study how a species of butterfly would propagate on a small island called Sotunga. And so they put the Glanville fritillary, a population of the Glanville fritillary, which you see on the screen behind me, very beautiful butterfly, let it loose on this archipelago to see how it would reproduce and how well it would do. What they didn't know is that when they set the caterpillars free on the island of Sotunga, some of the caterpillars contained a parasitic wasp inside, Hypsosoter horticola, which emerges from the caterpillar in a way similar to the alien chest burster in the science fiction films, you know, pow, and pretty gross. But what's worse is that inside that parasitic wasp was an even smaller parasitic wasp, a hyperparasitoid called Mesochorus stigmaticus. It kills the other parasitic wasp at the same time the parasitic wasp is bursting out of the caterpillar's chest. So you got one, and like Russian dolls, apparently. And also in on this ride is a bacterium carried by the first parasitic wasp that makes its children more likely to be parasitized by the smaller The thing that's most surprising about all this is that all of this was done 30 years ago, and the butterflies and the parasites and the hyperparasites are all flourishing. It's gross, but that is... Lord, come quickly, and please reset your planet to its original factory settings. Well, coming up in just a few weeks, Skywatch TV's next virtual conference countdown. This coincides with it's to celebrate the world premiere of the new documentary film about the alien disclosure movement, The Great Delusion. This is coming from award-winning documentary filmmaker Josh Peck. Proud to call him my friend. Josh is in on the film, as is Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, and some great interviews, some of the last interviews never before seen with the late Chuck Missler, the late Noah Hutchings, the late Chris Putnam. You do want to see this. I've seen some excerpts from it. It is an amazing film. And, of course, you get presentations from the likes of Gary Bates, author of Alien Intrusion, Joe Jordan, co-founder and president of CE4 Research Group, deals with people who are contacted or abducted by what they believe are aliens. This is going to be an amazing group. Rabbi Zev Porat, Aaron Lipkin, talking about some of the latest archaeological finds in the Holy Land. Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, Tyler Gilreath, author of the book Gospel Over Gods. And I'll be doing two presentations, one on my forthcoming book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and one based on the book Josh and I co-authored about the alien disclosure movement, The Day the Earth Stands Still. So all of that released for 90 days. For you to binge watch on your own schedule beginning October 15th, and we'll save you money on the registration. Early bird discount, $10 if you register by October 10th. Save 10 by 10:10. You can find out more and register now online at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. As you're watching this, Sharon and I are in San Diego for the Warriors Conference. If you're not already here, well, it's a little late for that, but you can still take advantage of video streaming. Stream the conference, get this information from Sharon, myself, Pastor Paul Begley, David Hevner, Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, Jamie Walden, Michael Boldea, Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show will be there, Lisa Haven, Justice Knight, Joni Stahl, John and Chelsea Jubilee, some great health information, as well as all of the geo and theo political stuff, and of course some live worship music as well from Justin Gambino and Lori and Jacob Bango. We'll save you money on the streaming. Use promo code DEREK10, D-E-R-E-K. DEREK10 is the promo code that saves you 10% off the streaming. Take advantage of this great information from San Diego and the Warriors Conference. Sign up online at hearthewatchmen.com, hearthewatchmen.com. Our tour of Israel, we pushed it back to the spring. We're still watching what's happening in Israel regarding travel information, as we're just not sure. We're just not sure. But to his credit, Aaron Lipkin and Lipkin Tours have promised that if things don't go the way we hope, if we need to reschedule again and you cannot accommodate new dates, or if there are travel restrictions that you cannot accommodate, your deposit money will be refunded. You can find out more about our tour. This is a unique tour that is one of a kind. If you love archaeology and you love the Bible, you will love the Skywatch TV tour of Israel. The three-day extension over to Jordan. Boy, we made some contacts last weekend at the archaeology conference that might make that even more interesting, but we can't talk about that yet. Anyway, what we can tell you is that the information regarding the sample itinerary and a breakdown of costs is available at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis is this week's guest on the broadcast program for Skywatch TV. His brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. And tonight's program will be broadcast all over the world, thanks to our partners at Daystar Television, even in the Holy Land. Colonel McGinnis joins Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team to talk about Marxism, not just as a political system, but as a spiritual disease, frankly. You can find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV, all of our programs, at skywatchtv.com/channels. But the easy way to remember the schedule is just forget the schedule and add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV. Get that set-top box, add our app to it, and then we will broadcast whenever you click your remote. Or, even better, download our free mobile app. Our mobile app brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, alongside important news, excerpts from Defender Publishing books. Again, Tom Horn published, put out like 30 excerpts from his book Zeitgeist 2025. I mean, that's a big chunk of the book just for free, and you'll get that right in your smartphone or tablet, and a schedule of our upcoming events as well. All of that right in your device, whether it's an iOS device, you know, from Apple, a Google device, an Android device, smartphone, tablet, or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those, and the links to the app stores are posted conveniently at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching, and have a blessed weekend. This is the Friday Five, and I'm Derek Gilbert from Skywatch TV.